Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. Today, I'm going to just do a quick touch-in. I know it's been a while. The end of my pregnancy was a little rough, and keeping up with stuff and just life in general was rough. But today, I just want to touch in and say we're officially 3 days postpartum, and it has been a blessing to have a new baby. Now, many won't say that with the sleepless nights, but I can't disagree more right now, even though she has her nights and days mixed up. So I want to jump on and say that postpartum can be a time of healing and a time of growth, and it can be a struggle for many. Your emotions are all over the place, your head's all over the place, and there's a list of chores that you just can't unsee. This is the perfect time to slow down, take it in, and know that the mess won't be there forever. My husband's really stepped up his game as a guy who's not really into house chores, and he's kept our house so clean compared to what it was even before I went into labor, and he's doing awesome. My 5-year-old stepped up and decided he wants to wash our dishes, so 3 times a day, he's washing dishes aside from, like, knives and obviously stuff he can't, or cast irons and stuff like that, but he's doing great. Animal chores grew. The day I went into labor, we went from 4 pigs to 10. But it couldn't have happened at a better time. With my husband home more, the kids are helping out. And yeah, we're coming into winter. I think it's just the perfect thing. Let's talk about healing. Postpartum healing can be hard. It can be a struggle for many. And it's not a time to separate yourself from others. Reach out to your spouse. Reach out to friends if you need help. Don't be afraid to ask. There's so many people willing to help if you just ask or say something. Maybe it's they bring you a meal, or maybe they bring you a coffee. Just ask. Your emotions will be all over the place, but that's okay, because life goes on, and there's something, you know, that was a big change going from pregnancy to not pregnant, you know, and your body's hormones are shifting. For me, I am using Young Living's oils to help with my postpartum. Progesterone, I can't pronounce it, I'm sorry. And EndoFlux are my top two oils that I use daily, along with Valor in postpartum. And I will use them 2 to 3 times a day, just roll them on and carry on with the chores. I've taken 3 days off of not doing anything. Today is my first day home with all 4 children by myself, and it has been great. They have been, they've been restless. They've been rambunctious because they're cooped up inside because it's rained for 3 days straight, but we're surviving. Meals have been done. Coffee's been served for me multiple times, and it's just, we're getting into a routine. Baby's doing good. She sleeps good. Days and nights confused, but that's okay. And I just wanted to do a quick check-in. We're still running, functioning. The farm's still growing and working like crazy. Baby was 11 days overdue for us, which is very unusual for me, but it was the perfect timing for her. Yes, I said that right. We should never put a due date out because it might not be the right time for baby. I will check in more later with a better podcast, with a more structured podcast, but this was a quick one that I could hop on while she was sleeping and the kids were doing some chores. I hope you have a blessed evening, and I hope to have another podcast out soon. Thank you.